803-975 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Devon Gibbons with you. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli is here producing. Doing a great job all week. Get Tyler all week. Joe Torti will be in tomorrow at 6 o'clock, running from 6 to 10. And then we'll be together on Friday, 6 to 10, right here on The Fanatic. And I think we already have something cooking for that one as well. So that should be fun. I hope you guys can continue to tune in and join us tonight. 610-632-0975 at 975 The Fanatic on Twitter, at Tyler Zuli with two L's on Twitter, and at Devon G 975 DEVONG to let us know where you are with righting a wrong. The Josh Harris, David Blitzer thing, where they've fixed a problem that they created by taking it back where they were taking some money back, and now they're giving it back, and it's the right thing to do. So we're asking, spinning it, to have a little fun here in this 8 o'clock hour, right or wrong in Philadelphia sports history. So far on the phones, we have Moses Malone, the entire rebuild. So when I say the rebuild, Tyler, you might want to say it, since I never say that word because I can't stand it.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Thank you. Reggie White to the Green Bay Packers, allowing him to leave Philadelphia. Norman Braman, terrible, terrible decision. Roy Henson, Brad Daugherty, Roy Henson, Cleveland Cavaliers, could have changed things. Barkley may not have wanted to leave. He said it on Mike's show. When Barkley comes in here and he does the show with Mike, the entire show with Mike, when Charles Barkley comes in, oftentimes he tells the story of he wanted Shaq and they went and got him Charles Shackelford. But he would not have had to ask for Shaq. If they would have gotten Brad Daugherty in the first place, and things would have been different. He may have won a Shaq later because Shaq was a better player than Brad Daugherty, but at the time, you know what I'm saying. So that's a great one. I gave another, Terrell Owens, 2005. You're dealing with the crazy person, but fix it. Don't leave that up to Donovan McNabb to have him back. You allow the crazy person to be crazy, calling out Donovan for helping him out. Donovan wasn't built for that type of stuff. Another quarterback, maybe, but you can't ask guys to do what they don't do. And NTO goes nuts, and he started doing sit-ups in the driveway. Drew Rosenhaus is there doing press conferences with him from his driveway, and all kinds of weird stuff happened. It's an all-timer, but it didn't need to happen. Not then. If you wanted to do that in 2008, do it in 2008. But in 2005, after coming off of a Super Bowl appearance in which he was fantastic with what he did, just fix it. Fix the money somehow, Joe Banner. The other one I gave Cliff Lee, should have never been traded in 2009 to the Seattle Mariners. You brought him back in 2011, but that was your fault. You got Roy Halladay, yes, but you did not need to trade Cliff Lee. You righted it or wrong, but you righted it or wrong a couple of years too late. They never got back to the World Series. Who knows what would have happened those 2 years? Who knows? Andrew Bynum, a good one right there. From Tyler Zuli to go along with his Bob Bobrovsky. That's always weird to say. Bobrovsky, the goaltender. So that's what we're asking. Simple. Right or wrong in Philadelphia sports history. 610-632-0975. And we can't forget, Tyrone Johnson said the 76ers not taking Dirk Nowitzki in the 1998 NBA draft one spot behind Larry Hughes could have changed things. Imagine him with Allen Iverson. Paul Hudrick of NBC Sports Philly jumped in right after that and said, I want to say Eddie Jones over Sherrone Wright. Yes. The Allen Iverson thing comes into play there. But at the time, Clarence Weatherspoon was here. Sherrone Wright from Clemson. What were they thinking? He was terrible. He was here for like 3 years. He was gone after that. Never did anything. All right, 610-632-0975. And we'll get some more on Twitter. We have a few good ones. I'm still waiting for someone to tell us in this 2012 game what could have changed the course of the Sixers in their run after this, even before this. All right, let's go back to the phones. 610-632-0975. And we have something else we want to do as well. A little side fun here as we go along, trying to all fight through this COVID-19 stuff. Drew in Westchester. What's going on, Drew?
Yeah, what's going on, Devon? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Just trying to, you know, get through this whole thing like everyone else is, you know. But, the topic really struck a chord with me, so I just wanted to chime in on, I thought a major wrong that went down about 30 years ago and happened with the Flyers. And that would have been in the 1990 NHL draft when they drafted at number 4, Mike Ricci.
Yes, go ahead.
At number 5, they could have had a guy that I don't know if anyone's ever heard of, but his name's Jaromir Jagr.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about, when did we talk about this one? A couple of weeks ago when we brought this one up. And you're absolutely right, man. Jaromir Jagr.
You don't know what could have happened if they had Jagr there, you know. I mean, Lindros might never have come to the Flyers then, or he might would have come to the Flyers and they would have had Lindros and Jagr. I mean, that would have been...
Or they may not have felt like they needed to do it. They go Peter Forsberg,
right.
And you, who knows what happens.
You keep Forsberg and Jagr. I mean, it's just the whole dynamics would have changed. I mean, not to say Mike Ricci wasn't an okay player, but he's no Jaromir Jagr, that's for sure.
No, he was not. I think that's fair to say. See, Jaromir Jagr's still playing.
He's playing somewhere, probably. He's probably playing in a backyard league with some, like, 16-year-old kids or something somewhere.
Exactly.
So that was my take on it, Devon. So I just wanted to chime in on that. I thought it was a good topic.
And I want to do this since we're getting closer to the end of the show, 10 o'clock. We still have plenty of time to go. But give us the second one if you have one right at the top of your head, because we want to run through it. There's so many of them. We want to run through a lot of them.
I like Tyler's, actually, with Bobrovsky. Yeah, I think they gave up a little bit on him too early, and you saw what he did with Columbus. I think he went on, he won the Vezina. I mean, he maybe could have had something with him, but
okay. That
was then. This is now. They got Carter Hart, so we'll take it from there.
Yeah, but they could have fixed it then. That's why you're writing it wrong. Thanks, Drew.
Exactly.
Appreciate
all right,
you,
Devon.
Man. 610-632-0975. Tyler, you look at that one and you hear what Drew has to say about Mike Ricci and certainly Jaromir Jagr. I don't even think that's a question.
No, yeah, you're not playing, you know, a 1 and a 1A. You're playing Jagr, who is a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. And like you said, he probably is still playing somewhere in Europe, I would bet.
Yep. He's at some local rink that he owns.
You passed up on one of the greats of all time.
And again, Lindros was fantastic, but if it wasn't going to be Lindros and you ended up with Forsberg because you already have Jaromir Jagr, what's the problem there? Zero. There's no problem, with all due respect to Eric Lindros. All right, because we're talking about two guys that won a Stanley Cup. Multiple Stanley Cups. 610-632-0975. Next, we go to Mike in Philly here on the Fanatic. Mike, what's happening, man?
Yeah, what's up, Don? Well, my fault. I want to say this quarantine is a joke. But before I got my
it's a joke.
I got my this is really a joke. I got my what they should have could have. What's that? What you said? But
the right or wrong?
Right or wrong?
Yeah, right.
The right
and wrong.
A wrong has to be my number one. Has to be, because stop making me like the Sixers when they drafted Evan Turner over Boogie Cousins.
That's
I felt
the
like
one,
they should have
that's
got
the
Boogie
one
Cousins.
I was waiting on, and I'll tell you straight up, so we can have this conversation. I was on board with taking Evan Turner just because of the ability to play both guard positions, him coming into the league, and the questions that came with DeMarcus Cousins at the time when I was doing, of course, the research on if they should take him or not. I just kept hearing so many wild things, and it was like, I don't know if they want this guy in the locker room. All right, do what you got to do with Evan Turner. I was cool with it.
Man, I was wrong.
I'm saying I was wrong.
Like, I was about to say you were right. Yeah, I felt like that really set us back, and I started this whole process mess that we just finally got out of. But, yeah, I think that team with Jrue Holiday, Iguodala, and you, the Boogie Cousins, we might have stole a championship. We might have got a championship out of there and not even realize.
Now,
I think we missed.
The one question I had again with all that stuff was, okay, could Elton Brand handle him, and I don't mean handle. You know what I mean. When you got a guy coming
care.
In,
I don't care
like
about that.
You need somebody, but you need to be able to somebody to kind of teach, show them the ropes, and not get all crazy like he
we
was.
We don't have that in the city. We got come on. This is a basketball. Come on.
No,
you
don't.
Why are we always worrying about the guy's personality? You should be having people around.
Again, I said it was wrong. The question was right at the time. Could they handle what he was? That divisive type of personality in their life. I'm not even saying more of a volatile personality that they have to kind of pull in and don't change them, but understand when to get that way.
I have one more too.
All right,
before you let me go. BDN, when he let go of BDN, I feel like how can you watch that game and not want BDN?
Who? BDN?
Oh, my God. Where am I trying? We should trade places because I should be on the radio.
You should, because you giving me initials. I'm asking you, who you talking about?
You can't say it on the radio.
All right, so say Nick Foles. Say Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, but you don't call him Nick Foles no more.
I do. I'm not saying what you said. Call him Nick Foles, Mike.
You don't call him Nick Foles no more.
All right, so why was he
better than that?
No, just like he shouldn't have a statue outside of the building. But why? You say you shouldn't have got rid of Nick Foles because this is.
If you can take it back, I think we should. They should reverse that. But, I mean, I know that he played the next year, but I think he should continue to be here as a starter and try to get another one. I believe he maybe would have got another one, or even though he's not the starter, he should be here as the backup. Okay, it's Carson time.
Too much
Let
money.
Carson go.
It was too much money. You couldn't do it. He earned that money. He was going to get that money. There was no way he was going to come back, Mike. Thanks for the call, and have that money. There's no shot. And by the way, I'm not calling him that. I'm calling him Nick Foles. I know what he did, and you may be right. But when we do that, let's do that off the air, because I'm not sitting here figuring out initials. It's not like you say AI. We know who that is. Just say Nick Foles, and we'll go from there.
I don't know where to begin to process that, because...
And no, you shouldn't be sitting in my seat because you went that route.
If you say
Nick Foles, I know what you're talking about.
A $27 million backup quarterback,
no.
Or...
Mike, you can do the show with me and Tyler, though.
Or you want to get rid of the number two overall pick who had MVP numbers prior to being hurt. Or option three, the quarterback as the starter entirely. You mean the guy that went 0-4 and lost his starting job even when he came back and got healthy to a six-round pick, Gardner Minshew.
Let's not even go there. Let's go back to when he was here as the backup for the next year. And yes, he did get them to the playoffs after Carson Wentz went down again. He started off and they were terrible.
He got $80 million.
I'm talking about he was not good when he was back out there in the field in 2018.
Oh, his first couple games, the game against Atlanta, he was horrible.
He was awful.
I don't even think he was really good in the game against the Bucks either.
No, they just found a way to win the games, right? And even in the Bucks game, he compiled some numbers later on, but it just wasn't, you know, what it was supposed to be. But Nick Foles, nice name, but no. No. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you here until 10 o'clock here on the Fanatic, along with Tyler Zuli producing the show. And yes, the Evan Turner one. I was on board. I was wrong because DeMarcus Cousins should have been the pick because that was the better pick at pick number two. Spencer Halls was your center. LaVoie Allen was the backup. And while you like what they did at the time, DeMarcus Cousins, all-star, all-NBA level player, that would have been the right choice for the Philadelphia 76ers. At that point, you would not have moved for Andrew Bynum. You would have had Andre Iguodala. You would have had Drew Holiday, I'm guessing. Lou Williams still here. Maybe they would have started Lou with Drew at that time. Jody Meeks, I think, was here as well, so I don't know.
Who knows, he was on the floor earlier.
Who knows what they would have done? Elton Brand was still trying to battle and come back from the injury, so maybe he would have been moved on at that time. Elton Brand, now the general manager, of course, of the 76ers. Who knows?
Would you have
changed things?
Move Spencer Halls or just made him the backup center?
I would have moved Spencer because of the money that he's being paid. You would like the fact that he's a shooter, right? And you need that type of guy with that role on the team. But would LaVoie Allen been an okay backup? Are they too similar where you want something different, a stretch type of five behind? That's the question.
Well, and I wonder.
So yeah, I might have moved him.
I wonder, too, with Thaddeus Young being, you know, a similar type big, you know, not a center, but a big that shoots a little bit, plays a little bit outside.
So that's where Thad would have worked next to Andrew Bynum, and that's where the Brian question comes in, and that's where they also did the amnesty for those few years. Maybe they would have amnesty Elton because he never returned to form after the shoulder injury and, of course, the Achilles injury coming from the Clippers. I always thought Thaddeus needed to just play that forward position, float around. You never had to call plays for him. He would have been nice next to Andrew next to DeMarcus Cousins at the five spot. And then you would have done some other things around with Drew Holiday as your point. Andre Iguodala is your three. What was your two guard? Figure that out. Jody Meeks, Lou Williams, maybe something else here, because you got two defensive players in Holiday and Iguodala. DeMarcus Cousins on a low block causing issues for people. And then Thaddeus Young being a Swiss Army knife of a type of player where he can do a whole bunch of things. Oh, Jimmy Butler checks in the game. How about that? 610-632-0975. Yes, I wish he was still here. Let's go to, again, Devon Givens with you until 10 with Tyler Zuli. 610-632-0975. Right or wrong in Philadelphia sports, people? Having some good conversation with this. This is fun. Brian in Plymouth Meeting. What's up, B?
Hey, Devon. How's it going tonight?
It's going all right, man. What's going on?
Yeah, so the outcome on Cousins, and I gave that to you. We had that same topic a month or two back, and I gave you Cousins as my guy.
Yeah.
But it's not even about the outcome. It's like if there was a 40% chance of him being a superstar player, you take him on the basis of that 40% chance.
And that was it was there. Yeah.
It's, you know, so if we're playing poker and I have pocket aces and you've got 2-7 and I go all in and you call me and the flop comes 7-7-2 and you beat me with a full house, that doesn't mean I made the wrong decision and you made the right decision just because of the outcome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
And I would love to play poker against Josh from Maniunk because Doug Collins traded Iguodala. Doug Collins traded the Serbian guy, who's not even all that great anyway. I mean, he puts up hollow numbers. We didn't tank for 5 years. We tanked for 3 years, which, I mean, it's a factual difference. And I constantly hear these anti-process people saying it was 5 years. We weren't tanking the Bynum year. We were horrible, but that wasn't intentional. And we weren't tanking Colangelo's first year. They were trying to win because they had the Sacramento pick, they had the Sacramento swap, which everyone all the anti-process people didn't understand undervalued. And that ended up being why we got the third pick. But
I said that as an anti-rebuild person, but I said that was a steal when they did that with the Sacramento Kings, when Jason Thompson and Carl Landry and who was the other person that was in that trade? There was a third player in that trade plus the pick. I can't remember, but go ahead.
We got to look at Stauskas. We got
it was Nick Stauskas, yeah.
The crown jewel was the unprotected pick that Colangelo gave away let's not even go there. But
yeah. Listen, like I said, I was not a fan of the rebuild, but there were good things that came out of it. I never denied that.
Oh, Devon, you're totally fair. I'm addressing the other guy.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, and I think that there's like a philosophical difference where you and I differ. You think that, like, general managers, like, have, like, you want them to have the skill to make the really good picks all the time.
Not all the
time. I feel that a lot of times that skill is an illusion. I mean, most of these, there are incompetent general managers, but most of these guys do their work. Most of these guys know what they're doing, but it's a crapshoot. In my, you know, that's my point of view, is that it's a crapshoot. So, you know, there's no way to know that Boogie Cousins is going to be a great player. And we never know what Boogie Cousins would have been if he hadn't been in a terrible basketball environment for 5 years.
Right, right. So this might have been a good environment for him. It could have worked out. We'll never know. What's your right or wrong?
Don't fire Sam Hinkie.
He fired himself. He walked out. He quit.
Well, but when they brought in...
No. I mean, listen, we can go both ways, but you know what I'm saying. He walked away.
Yeah, but he walked away because they brought in Jerry Colangelo. And you know, as much as I love Ben Simmons, I will sacrifice the bribed number one overall pick that we got for getting rid of Hinkie to have kept him with the war chest.
To see what he did? Okay, but the only thing is we never knew what kind of talent he would have picked. We know about the draft assets. We never know what players he liked.
That's true, but we also, I mean, he made huge mistakes. I mean, and the last year, not having a point guard, like, he went too far. Like, I feel like he was like...
And you know how I felt about that.
Yeah, I mean, that was an absolute joke.
That was
ridiculous. Went too far at that point. And yeah. Also,
can't have Michael Carter-Williams, if he had any chance, to be talking to Tony Roten when he walked off the floor. No way.
Well, but the one thing, like, people talk about, like, veteran leadership, and that's a little bit important. But I think what you need to do, if we ever go through this again, you need to have a competent point guard who's putting your young players in a position to succeed and grow, and that's how young players develop.
That's how I wanted someone like Ramon Sessions. I always go back to that name because he was always available, right? So it was like just he would always find a way, and he would do stuff, and yeah, he became a free agent. B, thanks for the call, man. We got to get ready to go. Thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Sam Hinkie will write that one down. We differ. He walked away. But I understand what you're saying. They brought in, maybe they should not have allowed the league to force their hand in what they did, but they did. And it wasn't, I don't even think, if they could have gotten along, it was really about once Colangelo decided to bring in Colangelo. That was the problem. 610-632-0975. We'll get to some of our tweets as well. Trevor, you'll be first when we get back. Can't wait to hear this right the wrong and figure out some other ones that we hear from you callers and the tweets as well. 610-632-0975. We're righting the wrongs just like the Sixers just did yesterday for their employees. They fixed the problem. These are problems that cannot be fixed, but we can talk about it here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens. 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
7-5, The Fanatic.
A29-97-5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you here. Tyler Zuli's producing the show. 610-632-0975. Can I tell you about this, though, before we get to Trevor? We talk about everything that's going on with COVID-19, the coronavirus, just striking the world the way it has and hitting our nation and our city and everything that we've been talking about. A lot of local businesses are taking a hit with this pandemic that's going around. So we have Operation Shop Local, where small businesses, we know, are the backbone of our local communities. And right now, they could definitely use our help, folks. Introducing 97.5 The Fanatic's Operation Shop Local. That is where our initiative is to set up and encouraging you to purchase gift cards from your local businesses and to highlight those offering home delivery or curbside pickup. Business owners, this is for you. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and list yours in our free directory. The Fanatic is promoting this for our listeners to review and patronize whenever possible. Operation Shop Local, because we are all in this together, from the Beasley Media Group and 97.5 The Fanatic. Love to get involved in this. I hope you do have the opportunity to do so as well and help out some of these small local businesses that we rely on quite often, right? Quite often, and they need our help right now. So if you can, once again, go to 97.5thefanatic.com. Check it out on the website. The business owners, you can go to 97.5thefanatic.com and list yours in our free directory. And we'll see what we can do. Of course, purchasing those gift cards, it'll be helpful in a time like today. 610-632-0975. And we're trying to have some fun and take people's minds off of what is certainly going on right now. Plenty of things that we read, that we see, and the updates from the city, the updates from the governor, the updates from the White House, and just trying to figure out what we can do and, you know, see where this ultimately ends up, which we hope is on the positive side, that ends sooner than what's being reported out there. We have no idea. Things are being extended in terms of schools being off and all of that. It's just a tough deal. We all know. We're all trying to fight through it together, and we're all trying to have some fun. And with some bad situations like the 76ers doing what they did on Monday, reversing course on Tuesday, deciding to pay their employees, and they should have never made that decision in the first place, but now that they did, they righted a wrong, so we're playing off of it, having a little fun, making a little fun of it, asking you to right a wrong in Philadelphia sports history. We've had a lot of good ones on the phones. We still have plenty on Twitter that we will share. But next, we go on the phones to Quakertown and Trevor on the Fanatic. What's up, Trev?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Going all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hope you guys are staying safe.
Same to you, man. Thank you.
I got one that's a little bit different. Tell me if it works out or not. Kelly Lindberg for the Flyers. If he never would have grabbed the keys to that car.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one because we can't right that wrong. Of course, that's just righting a wrong from the man upstairs and not taking him away.
Right. Yeah. Well, if somebody would have.
No, but it is. It's a tough one.
I don't know the situation. That was way before my time, but that was the ultimate.
Yeah, like you said,
if you had the power to right that wrong, you know.
Yeah, and that's a tough one, man, because that would have definitely reverse course for a lot of things with the Philadelphia Flyers, with the goaltending history in this town and what he was at that time for a lot of people and what he would have hopefully continued to have been as a netminder for the Flyers, man. Tough one.
And what about, did anybody say getting rid of McNabb instead of Owens?
Yeah, that's the one that was my second one that I presented to the folks there, Trevor, where I said T.O. in 2005. Somehow, Joe Banner needed to figure that one out.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. But no, I'm glad you said it, because I'm not the only one, of course, to bring that one up, Trev. Thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Hope you are, again, staying safe. Thanks for the kind words.
Devon, I think he's taking that one a little bit further. You said get it done to get them to work it out.
Yeah.
He says get rid of McNabb.
Oh, I didn't hear
and
him
keep
say that.
T.O.
Why didn't I hear him say that? I apologize. Getting rid of McNabb.
So he took it a step further than you did.
No. They work well together.
Would have to draft another quarterback.
Yeah, because who are you going to... No, Trev. No.
I'd love to go back and take a look and see who the quarterbacks were of the 06 draft.
Go for it.
Because that would have been the year, because they would have been 05, and then they would have drafted a quarterback in 06.
Go for it. 2006 quarterback draft class. Go ahead. 2006.
All right. Tell me if any of these would have interested you.
Go ahead.
Vince Young?
Possibly.
Matt Leinart?
Possibly.
Jay Cutler?
Yes, possibly.
Then the next quarterback, I think then there was a long, long gap between quarterbacks after Jay Cutler. And I'm going to try to...
Third round, nothing.
Okay, Kellen Clemens.
No.
There you go.
No, not at all. No, Kellen Clemens, thanks so much.
Tavares Jackson?
No. Absolutely.
Charlie
not.
Whitehurst?
No.
Brody Croyle?
No. Look at these names.
Brad Smith?
No.
I don't even know who Brad Smith. It could be any Brad Smith in the world for all we know.
Was that the Smith that played for the Vikings that beat the Eagles that night?
The Tuesday night?
Yeah.
That was Joe Webb.
Oh, that's right. It was Joe Webb. Brad Smith was the wide receiver. He played for the Eagles. That's why I'm thinking that. Brad Smith.
Definitely a different Brad Smith because he's a quarterback, but
He was transitioned from quarterback to wide receiver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this one? Fifth round, Ingle Martin.
Don't remember that name.
Out of Furman University.
Nope. Don't remember that name.
Yeah, the list keeps going and getting right, worse. How about Omar Jacobs?
Oh, no.
This is bad.
Jeez. No, so Brad Smith was selected in the 2006 draft. Fourth round, 103rd overall. Yes, he was a wide receiver for the Jets in 2006 where he played in all 16 games, started three, and he came to Philadelphia in 2014 as a wide receiver. So, yeah, I'm thinking Joe Webb when it was Brad Smith who played for the Eagles. I remember. Yep. So I was wrong and right at the same time. It happens.
It's a bad draft, though.
That's why Mike said he should have been in my seat, Mike from Philly, earlier.
I would disagree, but...
I told him he could come in, do the show with us. We're here for another hour and a half.
Once this is over.
All right, once this is over. So you can go to 10 to midnight.
No. I mean, once we retire. Yeah, no, once our COVID-19 scare is over.
Yeah, I got you. 610-632-0975. So, again, Matt Leinart, Vince Young, and Jay Cutler. All three are interesting. Absolutely. You can't. I mean, they're top prospects, and they all had.
Over McNabb?
You don't want them over. I don't want them over McNabb, but if I'm going to move on, the problem is you're already built to win. Are they going to be built to win? So I guess the next thing is to look at the 2016 NFL free agents, 2016 quarterback free agents. And so
the Eagles selected 14th in the 2006 draft. That was with being, what, 6-10?
Mm-hmm.
After McNabb went down and Mike McNabb was the quarterback,
okay,
they picked 14th.
Okay.
All of those guys would have been gone. You would have had to trade up to get them.
Huh. Yeah, you definitely would have. All right, so let me look at some of these quarterbacks. Free agents. I hope this is right. I'm looking at NFL.info. See if this is right. Anthony Wright from Baltimore? No. Craig Knoll from Green Bay? No. John Kitna from Cincinnati before he went to Detroit? No. How about this name from Arizona? Josh McCown?
How about no?
Sage Rosenfeld from Miami? Okay. Sounds like you might be interested in that one, Tyler.
No.
Drew Brees, San Diego.
Yes.
Before he went to New Orleans.
Shoulder injury or not.
Free agent.
Yes.
Big money. Ooh.
Although, to be fair, I will say this. At the time, as much as Drew Brees was impactful for the offense that the Eagles had, probably would have considered Culpepper first.
Okay. All right. Jamie Martin from St. Louis, the Rams. No. Jeff Garcia from Detroit coming to Philadelphia to back up Donovan McNabb. Jeff Garcia as the starter after McNabb leaves?
Yeah, I wouldn't have made him the start. I don't know, because in 06 he played well. He played well down the stretch.
Short amount of time.
Right.
Short amount of time, though.
Yeah, probably still not.
I still say no.
Not over McNabb.
Ty Collins from Kansas City. These are all restricted guys, by the way. Ty Collins from Kansas City, no. Chris Winkie?
No.
Okay. These are unrestricted now. Chris Winkie. Tim Hasselbeck?
Nope.
Charlie Batch?
Nope.
And John Runyon, he also was a free agent at that time. Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Donovan, it is, right? Donovan, it is. Nah, no thank you.
You know who the Eagles took at 14 that year?
Who did they take?
Rod Bunkley.
Broderick Bunkley, defensive tackle. Look at that name. That's a good name. He wasn't that great, but he was all right.
9 Pro Bowlers in the first round after him got taken.
Bunkley was in the same draft as, hold on. Bunkley was in the draft, same draft as... So someone went to Baltimore right after him, right? Or before him?
Right before him at 12.
Before him at 12, and he was an Eagle last year, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Darn it. Why am I... I know who it is from Oregon, but I can't spit his name out. Give it to me.
Haloti Ngata.
Yes, I remember that. Because it was, can he play in this defense, Haloti Ngata? And the Philadelphia Eagles defense in this way? That was the question. I remember that. Oh, look at that. See? Oh, I remember some things sometimes. 610-632-0975. And man, I wish I could just pull these names up. But all right, we did enough right there. Tyler Zuli, producing the show. I'm Devon Gibbs. We come back. We continue to take your phone calls on the Philadelphia Eagles. Anything left over with Harris and the 76ers and their decision to not pay their employees and to flip it. And say, yes, we'll pay our employees. And that leads to our question. Right or wrong in Philadelphia sports like the 76ers just did? 610-632-0975. And we also have a fun one that we wanted to throw out there with you in terms of the 97.5 Fanatic roster. We'll get to that as well here on The Fanatic.
Give me that funk of Vaughn Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is 8:46 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli, Devon Givens with you. 610-632-0975. Having some fun here tonight as we try to get through everything, of course. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll get into a few other things that we have along with the Philadelphia Eagles, 76ers, topics that we're discussing, and some other things that we'll throw at you as well. 610-632-0975. What we do have a few things from earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, Tyler, where we, before we get back to the phones, we already talked about the one with Dragonfly, so they better not bring Alshon back, where we spoke about that, along with the wide receivers in the draft, because there is a possibility, and we will see. Cotton Kings underscore J says, we need to draft wide receivers Denzel Mims out of Baylor and wide receiver Baby Megatron out of Notre Dame, Chase Claypool.
I got to tell you, the one thing that I'm most excited about, the fact that tweet said wide receiver.
Twice?
No. In particular, Chase Claypool.
Because he's not a tight end.
I am so tired of hearing people say he's a tight end. He's not a tight end. Yeah. He's a wide receiver.
Correct.
Too darn fast to be a tight end.
Correct. Ramid at Suave Capo on Twitter, do you think the addition of Roby Coleman, you guys, if you missed it, the Eagles added a new defensive back. He will be a slot corner for this football team, with the Eagles adding Roby Coleman here to the squad now that they've added Nickell Roby Coleman to the mix from the Rams. Does this solidify the secondary now? Also, any chance that they get Yannick from Jacksonville still? So, Ramid, it does not solidify the secondary because you still do not know, as of yet, who your starting corner is going to be opposite Darius Slay. Is it good enough to have Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, Avante Maddox, Prevon LeBlanc as those possibilities on the outside? I don't think that's good enough. It is a start, though, to have competition in that room with the cornerbacks. Jalen Mills, let's not forget, because of the versatility that you have with all of these backs, D-backs, outside of Rodney McLeod, they can all do different things. We've seen Avante Maddox play safety. We've seen Jalen Mills play corner. I even left out just now Will Parks. That's another versatile guy at safety and possibly in the slot or in the box. So they are versatile, and that's good. But Ramid, no, it does not solidify yet because you do not know who the starting corner is on the opposite side. And I would still draft one. I would still draft a corner and possibly a safety, somebody, again, versatile for this football team.
You give me some Bryce Hall, man. I'm all in on it.
Bryce Hall. Tell us about Bryce Hall.
Cornerback from Virginia has fallen over the last couple of weeks. So he was projected to, I think initially was projected to be a late first, early second. I've seen some mocks that have him going as far as the third now.
Mm-hmm.
He is... Listen, he's not your technique guy. Like, he's not Jeff Okuda. And I don't even know if he's CJ Henderson. But at the value, I would take him in the second round for sure.
All right, good one. Or you take another wide receiver. But I would like a corner.
You like wide receiver.
At this point, I think you can. But if you have somebody that you could look at as starter material at the cornerback spot, sure.
So,
because you can still find a young guy in the second round who can be a starter.
Do you value the interior offensive line position as highly as I do?
I do, because you still have question marks at left guard, even though Sam Alu was all right this year. He was just all right. Kelsey is getting older, and we always hear about the flirting of retirement, and the injuries just continue to keep piling up for a great guard in this league in Brandon Brooks. He continues to surprise us, so we might be wrong, but at least from center to left, I'm with you.
I wonder how people would feel if they were to find a way to be able to get a local product.
Ooh.
In the second or third round.
Well, look at you. I would say probably say third round.
Matt Hennessy?
I would probably
love him.
Now, if he's there in the third round, the problem is I think people would still want the skill spots, corner, wide receiver. And they might be right. They might be right. Because you still have Matt Pryor, right? And they do like him at those spot, at the guard spot. Not tackle, but guard spot. That's the one you still have in your fold.
Right.
Right. 610-632-0975. At MixArt05 on Twitter, Ty says, as the NBA 2K game was going on NBC Sports Philly, and we did a 5-minute in the post, they won 70-67. We don't know who led this team in scoring, although we know Tobias Harris had 11, 12 at one point. Mick says, if you get Tom McGinnis doing the play-by-play at his house for the whole Sixers 2K game, that would be awesome.
Get excited!
Thank you, Tom. Here's one that we have not had yet on social media or on the phones. Sean_Roddy, shady to Buffalo for Kiko Alonso. Shady LeSean McCoy, that was a mistake by Chip Kelly. With DeSean Jackson, that was a huge mistake by Chip Kelly. His ego got in the way. I understand they could have been difficult to handle. They might have been difficult to handle. But again, they're grown men. Have them figure it out. They were essential to the Philadelphia Eagles offense. Mike Vick was rolling. He was wrong at the time, and he's still wrong today for what he did. And that's why he is on like his fifth team now. 2 in the NFL, 8 in college since he left here, Philadelphia. Mistake. Huge. Huge mistake. Huge mistake. Shady to Buffalo for Kiko Alonso. What was the deal? It was McCoy, Kiko Alonso. Yeah, you just can't do that.
You know, it's fine. I'll play full transparency at the time that it happened.
It was awful.
I thought it was an okay trade.
And you were wrong.
But, yeah, obviously.
Why did you think that was right?
Because their linebacking depth was terrible.
And you had an all-pro... Yes.
And I thought you were getting an all-pro linebacker
you thought,
back.
Yeah.
That was my assumption.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was a horrible trade, but in theory it made sense to, 15-year-old me's mind.
All-time leading rusher. Philadelphia Eagles. And you traded him.
I don't value running backs as much as you do.
Yeah, well,
I'm not as far as Joe.
He didn't fall off.
Correct.
This one didn't fall off.
You're right.
Kiko Alonso. Terrible. Can't do that. That was a bad one.
By the way, we've got some
right or wrong.
We've got some game stats for you.
Give me some game stats.
All right, Joel Embiid.
Let's go in the post for a few more minutes.
Joel Embiid finished with 15 points and 16 rebounds. Joel. And the reason that he looked like he was hurt, either it looked like a little bit over a minute into the game, Josh Richardson drew a foul and then grabbed his back. And then Embiid hurt his shoulder again.
Okay.
So it was a shoulder issue again,
even with the compression sleeve on. Okay.
And then what else we've got? Shake.
15 and 16, you said.
Yeah, 15 and 16 with an injured shoulder.
All right, Shake.
Shake with 11, all in the paint.
11.
11 points all in the paint.
D'Angelo Russell plays no defense. He can get to the rack. Continue.
And according to the article written by NBC Sports Philly.
Paul Hudrick?
Let's see who wrote
this.
Was
it Paul?
I'm going to go up to the top real quick. Let's see who wrote this article.
Okay. Let's see if Paul wrote this article.
No. Noah Levick.
Noah wrote it.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
So the one note that they put at the end of this was the bench apparently really enjoyed shooting.
Mike Scott.
As we saw.
Alec Burks.
Yeah. Alec Burks apparently, or Burks wanted to touch
Fire
the ball
it up.
Every time down the floor.
Fire it up. That's what Alec Burks does. He's a volume scorer. Go ahead. Any more stats?
No, that's all we've got.
All right. Shake with 11. Wow, you didn't even put Tobias Harris with his 12. You even put it up there on the screen, 4 of 11 at that point. And Shake Milton with 11 points. Joel Embiid, 15 points, 16 rebounds for the 76ers in their 70-67 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. We do not have a record because we don't know what happened from March 11th to the 24th, which was last night when Minnesota and the 76ers really played, or supposed to have played. And they have Chicago on Thursday.
Correct.
And the Suns
on Friday,
which I was ready for on Friday.
Five games.
Five in between.
Now
right?
Six. Now yeah, this six. Was the sixth missed game.
Give me the five.
So it was.
I actually have it. So you don't.
Indiana.
Indiana was on Saturday. That was the game that would have been played without fans in the building that night. What do you have after that?
Washington at home on Monday.
That was a win that would have been the 30th win of the... No, 31st, because they would have beat Indiana on Saturday.
Toronto at home on Wednesday.
That would have been a loss to the Toronto Raptors on that Wednesday.
On the road against Charlotte.
Win in that game, they would have picked up their 11th road victory of the season.
And then at home against the Hawks.
Win, because you cannot lose to them, even though Trey Young gives you problems.
And then yesterday was Minnesota.
Okay. So that's how many games you said? Seven?
That's six.
Six. Yep. They only lost one to the Toronto Raptors.
So now you've got them at, what, 43 and...
28? 28.
Something like that?
Yes.
Looks a lot better.
A lot better. Hell of a lot better. And I still would have had things to complain about. 39 and 26. At five more, you said six more games to that.
Yep.
So they would have been at 45 and 27. Because they would have lost that one game.
Lost to Toronto.
Look at right. that. You almost closed back to almost 20 games over 500.
And only 10 games left.
And only 10 games left. Get to 50? I think so. They would have lost to Phoenix, though. Yes. 46 when they win.
That's not true!
46 when they beat the Chicago Bulls on Thursday. Here's why, Ty. You win in Chicago on Thursday, second night of a back-to-back, even though it's home, you get stung.
Think you're looking ahead a little bit, too?
You get stung.
Two games after that, Portland and Houston at home.
You get stung. You get stung on that Friday night, and I would have been happy. I would have been okay with that. That would have been the game. 46 and 28. You come back and you get your next two, hopefully, against the Rockets and the Blazers. I'm wishful thinking. 610-632-0975. We'll continue the phone calls and the tweets. We have them for you when we get back on the other side. 9 o'clock hour upcoming here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.